السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا أحمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله على رسولك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم. فقال رجل يا رسول الله إن لي خالة لم أكلمها قال قم إليها فقلمها. رواه ابن أبي شيبة وأحمد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and blessings upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and tabi'un and tabi'ut tabi'in and all the Muslim whoever reaches this world. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, first of all, I would like to remind myself and those who are present here that to fear Allah, ittaqullah haythuma kunt, to be pious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you be. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a holy month which passed away from us recently, few weeks before. It was a month of ibadat, it was the month of the Quran, it was the month of the rahmah, and it was the month of the maghfirah, mainly the month of Ramadan which passed away from us. This month brought down Allah's rahmat, brought down Allah's maghfirah. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, mainly this month accelerated our ibadat. This month accelerated our ibadat. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, although the month left away from us, although the month of Ramadan left away from us, our ibadat didn't leave away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as the Ramadan passed away from us, as soon as we left Ramadan, as soon as we stole salam from Ramadan, my dear respected elders and brothers, another ibadat comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ibadat comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ibadat of Hajj. Soon as the Ramadan left away from us, when we saw the hilal for the, when we sighted the crescent for the Shawwal, we used to get prepared, we should get prepared for the amal of Hajj, the ibadat of Hajj. And most of us are ready to go on Hajj, and some of us are planning about our festivals, about the Eid al-Adha, and about the Qurban in that day. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we used to plan this because it is given us as an ibadat. It is given to us as an ibadat. This Hajj is given to us as an ibadat. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, when it comes to the topic of ibadat, when it comes to the topic of ibadat, if we ask someone what is ibadat, he will start saying, praying is an ibadat. Reading salah is an ibadat. Giving charity, giving zakat is an ibadat. going to Hajj is an ibadah, doing Umrah is an ibadah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we know all these are ibadah, but we took all these as ibadah also. If someone makes wrong in the salah, we used to tap him and tell, you are doing wrong in your salah. If someone makes wrong in his zakat, we used to tap him and say, you are doing wrong in your zakat. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, but we forgot about one ibadah. We forgot about one ibadah, which was given for as an ibadah from the start of Islam, before this salah and before this hajj and before this song was revealed to us, was given to us. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that is the ibadah of the kingship. That is the ibadah of the kingship. The relationship between us, between our family members. At the start of Islam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spreading Islam in Makkah, some new people started to ask sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this new religion that you have been spreading all this way? That you have been saying for us? What is it about? Can you just give an introduction about that? At that time sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Islam, this religion, what has been given to me, this religion, this Islam says, Allah tushriku billahi shay'a, not to join anyone with Allah, none should be joined with Allah. Allah is one, Allah is Allah, He is the one, He is the God for us. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, very next day sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very next day he started saying, he didn't tell about the salah, he didn't tell about the zakat, he didn't tell about the hajj or the sawm. He said, bisilat al-arham, join your relationship, join your kinship, don't be separated with others, one another. Your family should not be separated. This is what Islam says. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we have accepted everything as a ibadah, but we are not accepting this as a ibadah. We are not getting ready to accept this as a ibadah. If a person understands the warnings that have been given for a person who breaks his relationship with his family members, who breaks his kinship, my dear respected elders and brothers, for a minute or for a second, he won't be ready to do that. He won't be separated with his family members. He won't be separated with his family. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم. لا تنزل الرحمة على قوم فيهم قاطع رحم. Allah's rahmat won't come upon a body in which there is a person who has broken his kinship. Because of that person, the whole gathering won't get to Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat won't come down. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, suddenly a sahabi stood up and asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Inna li khalatan lam ukallimha. Ya Rasulullah, I don't speak with her. I'm angry with her. I don't go to her house. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kum ilayha fakallimha. Go and talk with her and come back to my gathering. Go and talk with her and come back to this majlis. Just because of you, we also won't get Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat won't come upon me also telling you in this gathering. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if Allah's rahmat won't come upon us, that is enough to bring all the musibat in this world. That is enough to bring all the musibat in this world. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, it is narrated in Bukhari Sharif, لا تدخل الجنة قاطع. It is not easy for a person who has broken his relationship, who has broken his kingship, to go to Jannah. He won't be able to go to Jannah easily. He can't go to Jannah easily. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this kinship, this relationship between our family members is hanging in Allah's arsh. Mu'allaqatum bil arsh. It is hanging in Allah's arsh. And it says, man watalani watalah Allah. Man watalani watalah Allah. Wa man qatahani qatahahu Allah. Who will take me in their life? Allah will take them with him. And who will cut me in their life? Who will be to take me in their life? Allah will cut them from him. Allah will cut the connection with them. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, today we are doing a'mal in this dunya. We are ready to come and pray in fasad. We are ready to go in hajj. We are ready to fast the Ramadan. We don't make mistakes in those. But when it comes to this topic, we are zero in it. Why? We didn't take it as an ibadah. We didn't take it as an ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ تُعْرَلُ كُلَّ خَمِيسٍ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمَعَةِ. Each and every man's a'mal is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jum'ah night. The night of the Jum'ah. فَلَا يُقُبَلْ عَمَلُ قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٌ فَلَا يُقُبَلْ عَمَلُ قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't accept the a'mal from the person who has broken the relationship. Allah won't accept the a'mal. Allah won't accept the a'mal. My dear respected elders and brothers, today we are coming to do Hajj. Today we are performing Hajj. My dear respected elders and brothers, but we are not ready to forgive others. But we are not ready to forgive others. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Islam has given us, Islam has shown us how you should avoid this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in his hadith, Silman qata'ak. Silman qata'ak. This is not my words. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can write it in gold and keep it. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Silman qata'ak. Whoever cuts off you, you go and join them. They used to cut you off. They don't take you anything. They don't take you for a function. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you go and join them. You go and be happy with them. But our status, our nafs won't let this happen. Our nafs won't let this happen. Our nafs will show our status front of us. Our nafs will show our money front of us. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, very next day sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. Forgive the person who did wrong to you. Forgive the person who did wrong to you. Today we are living in a worse world. Today we are living in a worse world. That if we see the father, if we see the son, we remember the wrong what his father did for us. If we see his son, we remember the wrong what his father did for us. The son didn't do anything for him. But if we see him, we remember the wrong what his father did for us. This is what Islam didn't say. Islam didn't say as this way. Islam taught us a nice way. You can't take revenge for a person. Islam has given you rights to take revenge for a person who did wrong to you. But it should be similar to the wrong what you did. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the battle of Uhud, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was murdered, was killed in that place. He was a shaheed. We know how badly he was killed. After seeing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and saw the janazah and said, he couldn't bear it. He started talking. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started talking. I am going to kill 70 kafirs just because of this Hamza. I am going to kill 70 kafirs just because of this Hamza. I am going to take revenge for 70 kafirs. I am going to kill them. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brings them the Quranic ayah. وَإِنْ أَعْقَبَتُمْ فَأَعْقَبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أَعْقَبَتُمْ بِهِ. The Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are going to take revenge, it should be similar to what the wrong did from the opposition. It should be similar to it. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Father Allah says, وَلَا إِن صَبَرْتُمْ, but you be patient. And you forgive them, you say, I don't want this, so I'm going to forgive him. لَهُمْ أَقَوْلِ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is khair for the person who is waiting with sabr. This is only the khair. This is the best option for them. Later one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am seeing Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, and Wahshi accepted Islam, both are eating in the same plate in Jannah. Wahshi accepted Islam. The person who killed Hamza accepted Islam and went to Jannah and meeting Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jannah, and both are eating in the same plate. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, at that day, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had killed Hamza, where would have Islam gone? This is what Allah says, لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. That is the best option for you. Being patient is the best option for you. My dear respected elders and brothers, so we have to forgive others. We have to forgive others. Today we are ready to do our animals. All the ibadahs what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, but we are not ready to take this to our lives. We are not ready to take this to our lives. But the sahabas radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught the sahabas in this way. We know what happened to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhum. At the end of the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Abu Bakr and said, You forgive those people who was involved in the ifk of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhum. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah brings down the Quran ayat also, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. You don't will that Allah should forgive you. Today you are not ready to forgive others, and you go and ask Allah forgive my sins. Oh Allah, forgive my sins and accept my good deeds. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, but we are not ready to forgive others. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, so Islam shows us a life, a beautiful life, that we should, when we live with others, we should forgive others. Imam Albani rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a nice hadith in his Silsilatul Ahadith Sahiha. One day Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala was asking about a girl near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That girl, that woman, he used to do ibadat, the full life, he used to stay in good deeds the whole life. She used to read the whole life. And what a full life. And daytime, she used to fast in the daytime. But tu'zi jiranaha. She used to trouble her neighborhood. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Sahabas asked radiallahu ta'ala anhum, asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your opinion about this girl? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La khayra fiha. She doesn't have any good in her. She is a girl from the Jahannam. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, so Islam teaches a good life, that we should be united with one another. We should be united with the community. And we should forgive others. This is what Islam says. وَآخَرَ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.